Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship
where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
Where you are. anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.
Oh my God, praise God, everyone. How are we doing on this beautiful and blessed Tuesday evening? My name is Latonya Knox. I'm your host here on the Power of Her Testimony, Healed, Empowered, Renewed, Her Story, Her Truth, Her Victory. I know it's been a minute that I've done, that I've interviewed anybody, so I'm definitely excited tonight for our special guest. But before I introduce her, I just want to say welcome, 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 and thank you for listening in. And if you are listening into the replay, thank you for listening. I want to tell you a little bit about the power of her testimony. This show was a vision from God. It was something that was placed in my heart to create a platform for women to do just as the title says, is sharing her testimony. I believe that our testimonies are very, very powerful. Our testimonies, they have the power to heal. They have the power to give hope, to give light, to even give love for other women to see how much God loves them. Because when they hear where you've been, what storms you've been through, and they hear how good and awesome God is and see that, you know what, he did it for my sister here. You know what, he'll do it for me too. So that's what this is about, giving hope, light, and love to those out here who are in need of it. Tonight, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Her name is Awanda Chandler. I'm definitely excited to have her. She is one of the co-authors for the book Diamonds in the Rough, A Woman's Guide to Living an Empowered Life, that was put together by Charmaine Powell, who I interviewed, I think about a couple of weeks back, if I'm not mistaken. So this is somebody that is, this is a co-author who is going to share her story with you tonight. And I pray that her story, I pray that you receive a word or a message from her story, that whatever it is that you're going through, that you hear God in her story. So I want to tell you a little bit about the beautiful queen, Awanda Chandler. She is the mother of five. And this is, and one of whom that her testimony, her story is about, and we'll talk, and she will talk about that. She is a grandmother of five, one girl and four boys. Yes. She is a member of the Rema Life Deliverance Ministry under Pastor Paula Chance. She is a member of the Praise Team as well as the coordinator of Leadership of Queens Under God, a ministry for females ages 13 through 18. Love that. And I'm just going to read you something that she also put in her biography, but I want to read it in how she wrote it. This is words from Wanda. I am no longer a victim. I am a survivor, an overcomer, a conqueror, and trailblazer for young women and girls who became invisible and silently cried when life came at them. I am in my healing season. I am still being healed. And when my journey is completed, I am going to go back and get the forgotten ones that were overlooked and left behind. My name is Wanda, and I have a story to tell. I absolutely love that. So I wanted to read it in her, the way that she gave it to me in her work. So I want every single one of you to open your hearts and open your minds as we welcome the beautiful Queen Wanda Chandler. Hi,
Wanda. Amen. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm overwhelmed. I'm in awe of the way in which this journey, the turn in which this journey has taken, and I just give God all the glory and all
yes.
the honor, because truly I cannot take any of it because I didn't do it myself. So I give God all the glory, first of all, and all the honor, and forevermore will praise him because of what he has done, where he has brought
yes.
me from.
Yes, I love it. You got me all excited now. I was already excited, but you just added more to it. I love it. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Oh my gosh, Wanda, we can jump on in and just share your story. That's what this is about. This is just a safe place that. Platform for women to share their stories. So you can go ahead, Wanda. Go ahead.
Okay, as she said, my name is Wanda. At 13, I became pregnant with my first child, a boy. The moment I became pregnant, I was put out of the house. I was told I could not bring a child into that house. And at that moment, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but my mind just went completely blank. It stayed blank for 9 months. If I didn't know that I was, if I didn't look down and see that I was pregnant, I wouldn't know that I was pregnant because I could not connect with it. I couldn't let myself connect with a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe how I was at 13. The father left. He went off to school. I never saw him again until recently. I talked to him in 30-plus
mm-hmm.
years.
Oh, wow.
I gave birth March 23rd, 1983. Within 24 hours, no counseling, no hugs, no pats, no nothing. Within 24 hours, I had to sign papers, giving up the rights to a child that I brought into the world. I
mm-hmm.
held him briefly,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't even connect with them. There was no connection. I had no
yeah.
emotional, nothing, because I had already knew what I had already been told. And throughout the whole pregnancy, I thought anybody would see me. Somebody would see the anguish that I was in. And it
mm-hmm.
dawned on me that nobody's coming. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
coming. I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go through this on my own. I was
mm-hmm.
sent to a home for unwed mothers. I was the only child there. A baby just having a baby. Basically, that's what I was. And I just became invisible. I became invisible to my family.
Mm-hmm.
I became invisible. I didn't have many friends to begin with, but the ones I did, they went on with their life, and I was just struggling to keep my head up above ground. And I took this thing with me for 30-plus years. I couldn't talk to anybody. I couldn't tell anybody. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I felt rejected. So
mm-hmm.
I never thought I kept it. And when I was at the ministry that I was at, everything started coming up because for so long I was able, I believe now that God allowed me to suppress it. He allowed me to be able to walk around for 30 years in the condition that I was, because I was totally just really, I was just screwed up from top to bottom. And when everything began coming out, I began fighting. I didn't know he was trying to heal me. I just began fighting. I began suppressing it because I had kept it for so long. That was something I didn't want anybody to know. So I began fighting it until finally he speaks to me in dreams. And I kept seeing this baby come up in my little boy. And I kept went to my pastor. I said, I keep seeing this little baby. This baby keeps coming to me. And he's getting ready to bring your son. I'm like, okay. But actually, he came to me in a dream, and he told me to deal with it. And I was like, oh, God, I haven't dealt with it because I don't want to deal with it. And so he had a pastor come to me and said, the Lord says you need to write your book because you've never told anybody what you went through. And so I was like, okay, I'll start writing. But what I didn't realize was I had to revisit what I went through at 13. I had to revisit that. I mean, it was like literally I went back. I felt a shift, and that's the only way I can explain it. Like I went back, like the 13-year-old was writing the story. And he told me, as I write, I would heal. I didn't understand that in order for me to heal, every emotion that I had at 13, every emotion that I did not experience at 13, I had to experience at 49 years old, and I began to cry. I'm telling you, I've never cried, not even under my brother's death. I've never cried the type of cry that I had. And I felt better when I'm like, okay, I feel a difference. That was just the beginning of the layers that he pulled off. It wasn't even close to where he had to go. And I remember I attended a function. It was called the recovery room. And I'm telling you, from the very first speaker, when she began to speak, whatever tears that I'd never, ever shared, because I never cried for those whole 9 months. I never cried for that particular situation in my never. And the tears, they came. It was like a dam that had been stocked up for so long. And it came, and it was like a cleansing. It was like I was being cleansed out, like layers and layers and layers. Like the damage was so extensive, I believe, so deep, that I needed somewhere like the recovery room. He placed me in a ministry with some awesome men and women of God. I can't tell you how many times I have been on their carpet. I can't tell you how many hands I have had laid on me. And I'm telling you, when the heat begins to come through, oh, my God, let me tell you something. It feels wonderful to get up in the morning, and this thing is not pressing me. It feels wonderful to think back to this guy that did what he did, and I can only smile. And I don't smile because I'm thinking of him. I smile because I know what God delivered me from. I know what God delivered me from. Yes. I know I can look back. My God, I can look back and say, God is a deliverer. Yes. God is a healer. Sometimes when I sit back and I think about it, I'm in awe because I'm like, I should have been crazy because I was headed there. And I believe now, because back then I couldn't tell you, I didn't know to say God kept me, but now I can go back and tell you, I know God kept me. I know God kept my mind. God kept me going. Because when I was going through experience those feelings of rejection, abuse, I believe if I had had to experience those feelings when I was 13 and pregnant, I would not be here today. Because it hurt at 29 to even get direction. Mm-hmm. My God, I'm just in awe. And every day I started thanking him. Thank you. Sometimes I just have to say thank you, God, because I know you brought me through. I know it wasn't no matter, but you. Thank you, God. Thank you. If I can say anything, I say thank you. And I will never tell him. I remember saying, when I am completely and thoroughly healed, whomever, wherever, however, you want me to testify to what you pulled me out of, I will do it. I said, because I can't sit and let another girl go through feeling like that. I can't sit and let another woman walk around 30 years feeling rejected. I still suffer with rejection. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much, like I'm trying to fit in. So I start pulling back. My God, let me tell you something. And I told God, if I had to go back over this again, I would. Somebody, some little girl from feeling like she was worth nothing, that she was worth nothing to nobody, that she was worth nothing to her family. My goal is to tell that young lady, you are not what the world says you are. You are what people says you are. Man, my God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I can talk about this thing without going to pieces. I can talk about this thing without cringing. I can think about it. I have a son that someday, I hope and pray God allows me. My God, I couldn't do that. I could not do that. Every time I had tried to talk about it or unburden it, something always came up. Something was said, and I just would go back into my cell, and I was like, thank you. And I was like, thank God, because I didn't want to talk about it anyway, because that was my journey. Nobody understood it but me, because when I thought that I was alone, I had grace and I had mercy. I didn't even know I had grace and mercy, but my God, I had grace and mercy from the time I was, even before I was 13. Oh, my God, when you put me back into the things that I had been through, I didn't even remember that I had been molested by a family member, molested by a brother and sister, molested by the people across the street. I'm just in awe of who God is.
What God
has done. And he's so much more than what we give him credit for.
I don't even know
who sent me the link to Pastor Charmaine, but whoever did, I sent them, because there was no other way I was going to be able to tell my story. I didn't know where to go, what to do, who to tell. But when I saw that, I let it sit for 3 days, and I went to my pastor. I said, this thing is attracting me. I'm attracted to this. I want to do this. I need to tell. And he said, go right on ahead. And that is exactly what I did. And I'm telling you, so many people have encouraged me. And before I even got on it, I said, whatever I say, let me say it out of you. Don't let me say it out of my flesh. Don't let me take all the glory, because the glory don't belong to me. But I can honestly, earnestly say that God did it. God is a healer. God, I'm telling you, I wrote a letter to myself, and I entitled, what would I say to 13-year-old wounded? I said, I would tell you that you are stronger at 13 than I was at 49. I would tell you that your resiliency is now my resiliency. Your strength has become my strength. And I just really ended it by saying, my name is Wanda, and I am so glad to be you. I'm glad to be me. I don't need to be anybody else. But who God has made me to be. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
God is good.
God is so good. I thank you. Ooh. I'm telling you, I should have been, my mind was leaving. I'm telling you, my mind had begun to leave me, and I believe she could put me with the right people that dealt healing and deliverance, because I'm telling you, I was doing something. I don't even know what I was doing when I felt my mind begin to leave. And I was like, wait a minute. And as soon as I realized, wait a minute, my mind is getting ready to leave. I felt when he took his hand and he just gently picked it back in place. Ooh. And I stood there and I was like, my God, my mind was just leaving. I'm like, my mind was just leaving. That's where I was. I was at a point where, I'm telling you, I see the damage that I have inflicted on my kids. Some of it of their own making, some of it was me. But I was messed up trying to be a mother. I was in different affairs. I was taking pills just to make it through the day, just to call, never mind the next day. I just want them just to through. This day, I can only look back and just tell God, thank you. Thank you for keeping.
Thank you.
Thank you for redeeming me. My God.
Yes.
I was broken. I was so broken. I know I'm still in some areas, I'm still not healed, but let me tell you something.
That's all right.
I'm just going to wait till this process comes. I'm telling you, I already told the Lord, I said, boy, I'm going to give you the best praise.
Yes.
My God, I'm telling you, if this is what healing feels like, I want to be healed. You want to be delivered. I want to be able to get up in the morning and know that the sun's shining and it'll continue to shine. I want to be able to enjoy burn too. Let me tell you something. There was when I would take a bath, and I would take a bath with the light out, because I didn't even like looking at myself in the mirror. I didn't even like what I saw in the mirror. So I would take a bath with the lights off and just get out the bathroom as fast as I could. I tried to keep this thing from my children. I mean, there were times I would go in the bathroom and lay on the floor, and I would just begin to cry, Lord, I don't feel where my emotion. I'm like, Lord, I'm ready to wear a breakdown. Please, my God. He kept me until
Saturday.
As when he delivered me into the hands of one who has delivered me. Oh, my God. Right now, my family and I are fractured. But because I know they don't understand what God is doing, he couldn't let them see me in my brokenness, because if they don't understand what he was doing, they would talk about me, which I know they already did. But they would take my healing. They would cause me to stop my own healing, and I refuse to do that. I walk around toxic for too long. I can't do that no more. I don't want to do it no more. My God is a healer, a deliverer, a way maker. I don't even know how to explain to you, but by God, I'm trying to shut up so you can get the word.
No, let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now. Somebody needs to hear this. Ms. Wanda, somebody needs to hear. I don't have control over this show. This is God's platform. Okay?
Yes.
So whatever he needs for you to say, I let the Holy Spirit lead. This is not my show. Somebody needs to hear your story. Someone needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear it. It's too many of us broken out here. Too many of us broken out here. Oh, my God. Trust. Yes. Yes, Lord.
I see Jesus. And I listen to them, talk about these young girls, and I think to myself, they don't even Nobody gets up and decides they want to go and sell their body. Nobody, I don't know. Nobody
oh,
decides they want to sell their body. I don't understand. Look, and they just, and I cringe when I hear them calling them out their name because I know something happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So something, that's why they're doing themselves like, because I know I did. I'm still blown away. I threw myself away. I abused myself. So I know if I felt like that, please, they felt like that. I couldn't even tell you when I began to realize that I had been molested because he kept me, I guess, in a bottle. Because I didn't remember that until my late 20s, early 30s. And it came back to me in the room where they happened. And when that came, the next memory came. And I'm like, oh, my God, these people just had a time with me. I started counting up the age. I said, wait a minute, I was young because we came to Orlando when I was in fourth grade. So I had to go back. And I'm like, oh my God, 6 to 9. I can't tell you what came first, who came first. I just know these things happened. And I just shook my head. And when I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV, and I keep hearing these stories about these babies. I'm angry, and I think, my God, they're just doing whatever they want out of these babies, these young girls. And I just told the Lord, however you want me to speak, God, I speak. I won't step out before my time, but I speak. If it saves somebody, God, I see kids with these children. I look at my that's 21, she's 3 kids. And when I look, I know some of that is me. Some of that is me. And until I'm to where I'm healed, I can't do anything for her. I can't do anything for them. No, my son and I, we're not even talking, but I knew when I took this journey that would take place. I'm fine with it because I know when God is ready to fix it,
He'll fix it.
Yes, he will. But I had to tell him, listen, this is my story. This is my story. I'm getting this through to the very end. My God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
God is so good.
My God. God, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Thank you, Jesus.
You are blessed, then. You are blessed enough tonight. Okay. Yes, you are. You are blessed. This is nothing but this is God all in through these airwaves, all in through here. This is God. This is what this is about. I just need women, all ages, young girls, to just know how much God loves them. Because that is something that us women, this is what we go through. The rejection, shame, you know. Our young girls, they are promiscuous. You know, I was too. Why? Because I felt unworthy. And you're looking for love. So we've been there. And it's just that we want young girls to understand you are worthy. Like you said, you know, God loves you.
My God.
That's what I want women to know. And I want young girls to know they are worthy. They are loved. To know their worth, to know how much God loves them. And like you said, it has nothing to do with what the world thinks, their opinions or their measure of your worth. That is none of our business. It doesn't even matter. It only matters what God thinks of us. And he thinks so much of a man. He loves his daughters so much. And I just want women just to know this, how much God loves them. It Oh, Jesus.
My
so
gosh.
I'm telling you, what you're telling, your story, what you're sharing with us, I am just praying that someone is receiving this and that they are receiving this and receiving it and receiving it and receiving it and seeing mm-hmm. just how good God is. Because your story is telling us how good God is. How good
oh,
he is.
My.
Oh, my gosh.
My God, there's nothing like sitting down and being able to go back, and you can look back and look forward
right.
with a smile that you came out of something that should have.
Taking you out.
My
yes.
God.
That's
God.
Just taking you out, but look at you.
That's
God.
I'm telling you, and I think he showed me on different. I think he showed me on different occasions where I should have been. I never forget. I was going
yeah.
to work, and in the area I live, I live here long enough, so I know who's in the neighborhood and who's not. And I'm just driving, and I see this young lady standing up with a short skirt and a bra and a singlet, and I'm looking,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, I'm the only person that see her standing there looking like that. So as we pass, and I'm looking because I want to look in her face. I want to see what her eyes. And I'm telling you, she just sits there, blank. Just blank. Just nothing.
Oh,
everything's
my God. Yeah.
Regular day, everybody's just going about their business. And I'm like, okay, am I the only one that see her? Is that what that is? I'm the only one that see this young lady.
Oh, God.
And never saw her again. And I thought to myself, and my pastor had said it, Wanda, you were supposed to be on the streets walking with a shopping cart. And I know she's not telling, she didn't tell a lie, because I'm telling you, I saw myself walk out the door one day without a shirt, without a bra on, just walking down the street. And when I came back to myself, you told a lie? I said, because I can't even walk around the house topless. I said, I can't, I'm top heavy. I said, but if that's what your plans were for me, I canceled those. Ooh. Like, I ran to them. I sent that back to the sender. My
right.
God. My
yeah.
God.
Right.
I just, like you said, I just want these young girls to know you are more than just between your legs. You are more
yes,
than
that's
just
right. Nothing. More than just.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when I heard him clearly. Called me his hidden jewel, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm his hidden jewel. I barely like looking at myself in the mirror. My self-esteem was this, nada, no confidence, nothing. When I gave up on everybody, I gave up on myself included.
Yeah.
When I threw myself in the trash, I threw myself right in the trash, but God had a different plan. He came back.
Yes.
Pulled me out. My God. I just got through listening to Andrea sing a song called My Exodus. And I'm like, well, she said she was made bread. No, I'm like, yes, they were left out for me. My God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Oh, my God.
For giving me this opportunity to tell my story, because
yes.
I never told it before, except for when I began to get my healing, and I didn't even go in depth the way I did, because my healing wasn't even like this. But now I can talk
yes.
about it.
Yes.
I don't go. I can talk about it. I don't cringe.
Yes.
I can talk
That's
about
right.
it. Yes. And if that ain't God, I don't know what it is, but I know it's God, not to all.
That's right.
The glory and the honor
oh.
is due to him. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
Love it. God.
That's my story. I expound
yes.
on it in the book that I'm writing, but right
yes.
now, that's it. That's it.
Mm. That's it. That's a whole lot. That's it. Yes, Miss Wanda. Woo. It is. a powerful, powerful story that somebody needs to hear. Whether you're listening now or you're listening to the replay, this is a powerful story. That is what this show is about. That's what
yes,
it's about.
Amen. My God.
Our God.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
How much he loves his daughter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ladies, you are worthy. Yes, worthy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Just precious
to him. And I can never stop thanking him. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. No. Oh, no. He is so good. So good.
Yeah.
So good. I know. As soon as I open my eyes in the morning, I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes I have to go back and say, thank you, Lord, for another
yes.
day that I'm
yes.
living. My God, thank you that my
That's
mind.
Right, yes.
Thank you, knowing yes. my mind was trying to move. Thank you that my mind is still intact. My God.
Yes, it is. But
just
God.
Me take granted. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ladies, this is thank God. This right here, this is what I want y'all to see. This is God. This is God. He loves you so dearly. He loves you so much. And it's like you said, when you look back, that's the thing. It's like when you begin to look back and you're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Where I was
yes.
supposed to be and look at what?
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
When you can
oh,
laugh
at
somebody.
Yes. 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 He's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, it is.
I'm
oh,
telling you.
God, it is.
I waited 30 plus years to get an apology. I waited for it, and it never came. All I got was a mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I hung up that phone. I had one last good cry about that thing. And I'm telling you, a couple weeks, days later, I was on the couch. And then his name popped into my head, and I just smiled. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, God, I know that's you, because that show ain't about to be anymore. I'm like, my God, you
yes.
did it.
Yes.
You did it. Whew.
Yes. Yes.
My Lord.
Ooh, oh, my God.
I
don't know about y'all, but I am excited because these stories, these powerful testimonies here. Ooh,
my God. I didn't even give a scripture, but the scripture I stand on is Jeremiah 29:11, because that's the
Woo!
Scripture he was sitting in my house. With no light
yes.
for about 4 months, and that scripture, and I'm like, God, what do you want? I ain't got no job, I ain't got no life, I'm crazy, what
oh,
is it?
Jesus.
My God. And that's the scripture I still
yes.
stand on, because whatever his plans are, it's for my good
Woo.
And for his.
That's right.
My God.
Yes.
My God.
Your good, his glory. That's right, he gets all the glory. I'm telling you, his plans
yes.
are so much. We think we know. We think we know what's best. That's right. We always think we know what's best, and you know, we but he always does what's best for us, even when we don't think
yeah.
it is. But he always does what's best for us, because he already
right.
know the future, tomorrow. He already knows.
Yeah,
his plans is great. I stand on that scripture too, Lord Jesus. I stand on that scripture too. That scripture will give you hope. Gives you hope, man. It fills you up with hope. You know what, God? You got this. I trust in you. I trust in you, Father.
That is exactly what I said. I said, well, okay, God, if you're the cause of me in this predicament, then so be it. So be it. My God. The process wasn't easy.
It's not.
I could be hurting more trying to get healed than what I went through. I can't tell you how many nights I cried because they're pressing, squeezing, they're molding, they're shaking. There's a reason I didn't want to write that book, because it hurts. Like, oh my God.
Yes, it does. It does.
It's all for His glory.
All for His glory. Oh, that's why I love the title of that book, Diamonds in the Rough. I love that title.
I love it. Amen. I know a blessed Pastor Charmaine. She don't even know. She doesn't even understand.
Yes.
I understand what you have done for me. And I thank God for giving her that vision, because I was like, wow. I read them like, wow, I'm attracted to this. I want to do this, but I had to think about it. I didn't want to jump out there. And even with I was at work standing up looking for something. I don't even remember. And my mind wasn't even on calling you. And he was like, all I heard was call her. And I said, oh, yeah, let me just go and call her, because I know me. If I hadn't called when I said I would not have called in, or I would have canceled. I know me. So I thank God.
God, I thank you. Yes. I thank you, Lord. I tell him to send the women to this show. I said, Lord, you know who is supposed to be on here, and you know who needs to hear these stories. Every single woman on here has a powerful story, and I'm just, I am in awe and amazed at what He has done and what He still is doing. I am just, it fills me with joy. It just fills me with such a joy.
I'm just in awe. In awe God of how He does things, how He moves. My God, I am. I thank God.
That's how we know it's God. See, we know it's
God. My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you. I thank you. I thank you, because I know I didn't get this far without Him. I know I didn't. I couldn't have.
Oh, He kept you. Yes, He did. That's your story. It's just it. You had me every emotion. I'd be crying on here. You just, and it's just tears of joy, because I just hear. I hear God. I hear what He's done and how He's moving in your life, and it just hits my spirit. It just had me in tears just now, because I'm like, God, I see you. I see what you're doing. I see you moving in our life. I see, oh my God.
My Lord. I have no words left. None.
The words just spoke was powerful enough. The words you spoke were powerful enough. I thank you, Ms. Martha. You are truly blessed.
Thank you. My Lord.
Ms. Wanda, you blessed me tonight. Like, since you blessed me tonight with your story, because, like, you know, as you were saying, stay for me, I'm still healing. So, I mean, you spoke life. You spoke life into my spirit. You just spoke life. And,
oh my God, you don't even know what you said when you said spoke life, because that's part of our ministry. We speak life.
Life. Amen.
And God said he came to give life and life abundant. Oh,
amen.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. My God.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God, for being that everlasting God.
Just the weight just lifted. Something was heavy on me today, and I did not know what was heavy, why it was heavy, what was going on. But Lord Jesus, it done lifted off of me. Thank you, Lord. I didn't know what it was. I'm just ain't feel right. I'm like, oh, what is it? But you know what? I thank God. He put all this together. He brought you on this show. He did all of this.
Amen. Amen.
I thank him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Miss Wanda, for your obedience. Because that, you listen to him. So I thank you. I thank God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. This has been a blessed night. I am so sad with you. I just feel full. Seriously, I just feel. It's
amen.
And then, like, just a peace. Like, just like
yes.
A peace. My mind was just running. So it's like my mind has just calmed. My mind is calmed down, and I'm just at peace right now.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen, and glory to God.
God is so good.
Amen.
I want y'all to make sure I have the go onto the Power of Her Testimony Facebook page. I will be posting the link to this replay tonight. Miss Wanda, I'm going to send you the link to the replay. I will send you the download of this interview that you can have it and keep. It's yours. But I will be posting the replay. This is powerful.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear it. Because I know a lot of times people, they come back and they listen back on. And they come back and listen. I needed it. I received exactly what I didn't even know I needed. So I won't even know what we need. God knows what we do. And I received it because of the fact that I feel different, that my spirit, it's calm and it's at peace. So I received exactly what I needed. I received what I needed, Miss Wanda. Thank you. And make sure, I will also make sure you get Diamonds in a Rough. These are some powerful co-authors in this book that was put together by the beautiful Charmaine Powell. I did an interview with her a couple of weeks ago. Powerful interview. These are some powerful women. I love what she's doing. I love how she put this together. Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
This is Lord. This is beautiful. So I'm going to put this replay so you make sure y'all listen.
Amen.
And you take it in. And open your hearts and open your mind and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you, because I'm telling you, through these testimonies, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit be talking, and that's all I do. I be listening. That's why a lot of times I'm quiet, because I'm letting the Holy Spirit talk. I'm letting these testimonies minister into my spirit. And so you listen to it. Let it minister. Just listen and receive what God has for you. God isn't stingy. God isn't trying to keep anything from us. Just like Ms. Wanda said, he wants to have life more abundantly. He is not holding anything from us. All he wants to do is bless us. That's all he wants to do, is love on us and bless us. Receive.
Amen.
Receive it. Oh,
amen.
God, receive it. Take it. God is so good. God is so good. Miss Wanda, is there anything you would like to say before we end, before we close?
I just really want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to finally tell my story.
Yes,
and
God.
You were giving me the platform in which I could tell my story. And I'm telling you, when you were speaking, all that came into my mind, no good thing will I withhold from you.
Told
no
you.
Good thing will I withhold from you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all
ooh,
I'm
saying.
Yes.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Yes. Yes. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
He is so good. So good. Mm. Oh, thank you so much again, Miss Wanda.
Yes,
I'm just thanking you and thank you as well. Just thank you for blessing us tonight. Thank you for blessing us tonight with your story, your testimony, and speaking life into the airwaves. We've taken over these airwaves, taking over this, and we just put out light, love, hope. We just put out God. All. So I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you again, Miss Wanda. And everyone,
Amen.
Have a wonderful, blessed night. And again, I am going to post this replay up once it's finished processing. I'm going to post this replay up on the Power of Her Testimony Facebook
Amen.
Page. So make sure you listen in to this replay. Miss Wanda, you can also let them know how they can find you as well on social media if they want, you know, to
yes, ma'am. I'm on Facebook at Wanda Marie and on Instagram, Miss Wanda. I don't have Twitter or anything else. Those are the two places that you can find me.
Amen. Amen. Again, everyone, have a wonderful, blessed night. Know that God loves you. Know you are worthy. You are worthy. Please know that.
Amen.
You are worthy.
Yes.
You are worthy. Oh, Jesus. I have to say over and over because I have to keep telling myself that. It's something you have to keep telling yourself because it's just something as women, as females, we will put ourselves down and we just allow everything to come in and take us just down there, not understanding how worthy we are. So it's something you have to constantly tell yourself. You have to constantly say, I'm worthy. I'm worthy. God loves me. I'm worthy. You just have to keep on saying.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. But y'all repeat that. Yes. Keep telling yourself that. Look in that mirror. That's something else I had to learn to do too, Miss Wanda. Look in that mirror. Love what I see. I had to learn to
ma'am.
Do that because I hated what I saw. And when you look in that mirror and you speak life to yourself, in that mirror. Whoosh.
Amen. Amen.
Powerful. It is powerful. Powerful. That's all you have to do. Speak life to yourself. Look in that mirror and tell yourself, I am worthy. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am patient. God loves me. Speak life into yourself because we talk too much death. We talk a lot of death.
Yes.
We always
think
it's so negative. We always complaining about something. We got to learn to change our language.
Yes.
Speak the word of God and speak that life, y'all. We got to do that, ladies. We got to do that. We got to speak that life to ourselves because we are a force to be reckoned with. We are powerful. We are more powerful than we think we are.
Yes, ma'am. I concur.
Right. We are more powerful than we think we are. Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And see, the enemy don't want us to tap into that. He don't want us to know that. Mm-hmm. He don't want us to know that now. Because he know when we know that and we walk in it, we stand in it, then when we come together, when all
yes.
of us come together, woo.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. I touch it again.
You don't want that.
And like, boom, you have been dealt another losing hand, Satan. Yes, yes.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
That's right.
Ooh,
wait,
yes, man. That's right. But, yes, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Have a wonderful night, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and close it, but have a wonderful
thank
night. Thank you, Ms. Wanda.
Thank you.
You
and
are
be
welcome.
Blessed.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.